Will the Dulles Rail Metro Extension even make it to Dulles Airport? A controversial proposal today would scrap the airport station altogether from the project.
Well, joining us live to talk about all this, WTOP Sprawl and Crawl reporter Adam Tuss. You know, Adam, a lot of folks are waiting to get a train out to Dulles Airport. Who's making this proposal?
Sean, this proposal comes from Robert Clark Brown, who is a member of the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, and the Airports Authority is the one that is building the project out to Dulles Airport. Clark Brown is a presidential appointee who spends most of his time in Ohio, except when he's sitting on this board here in our area, and his proposal, honestly, when he said it in the room today, caught gasps and a lot of beleaguered looks on people's faces, almost like they couldn't believe what he was saying, because, you know, what we've been told all along about this project is that aside from Tyson's Corner, which is being reshaped by this whole project, you know, the real reason for the project is to get the train to Dulles Airport. And then we have a board member today from the agency that is building this massive project, one of the largest projects in the country, saying, you know what, let's scrap the airport station. We'll make the nearby Route 28 station, which is about a mile away from the airport. That'll become the airport station, and we'll move. We'll set up a people mover from that Route 28 station to the airport, and you'll be able to run right into the terminal. And the people mover would be like the AeroTrain system that's at Dulles Airport right now, if anyone has ridden that. So think of yourself getting to the Route 28 station, then having to transfer with your bags to another train, then having to take that train to the terminal. Oh, and then you get to check in and go through security and all the other processes.
I'm sorry, I just need to say again, Adam, he's from Ohio, right?
Correct.
Okay. Project leaders have been concerned about the cost of this project. Does that have anything to do with his proposal?
Well, yeah, I mean, what everyone is trying to do right now, and it is just a proposal, keep that in mind, and it was met by a lot of criticism by board members, is, you know, they're trying to keep the cost of this project down. The second phase of the project, which isn't fully funded yet, is about $2.8 billion. Now, the first phase, that's the phase that everybody sees going up right now, that's fully funded on budget, on schedule. This is the second phase, the part that goes from Reston to the airport and then continues into Loudoun County. Lots of questions still surrounding the second phase, and the reason everybody wants to keep the cost low is because the higher the cost of this second phase, the more tolls will have to go up on the Dulles Toll Road. Don't forget, about 75% of the financing for the second phase of the project comes from Dulles Toll Road revenue. So obviously, the higher the cost of phase two, the higher the tolls on the toll road.
All right. The soap opera continues. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
That's WTOP Sprawl and Crawl reporter Adam Tuss.